The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is now in the control room handling the warp drives. Give us all you got, Scotty. And keeping us going here for this third hour. Now, following up on that story about how the American Heart Association has essentially confirmed what a cardiac expert who called into our show 2 years ago said, if you get tased at exactly the right point in the heart's beat cycle, the heart will go into fibrillation, you'll go into cardiac arrest, and you will die. Tasers can, in fact, kill you. They are not non-lethal. But because the police were told they're non-lethal, they've been just using them like crazy. And a lot of people have died from these things. And now we're finding out, yeah, they do kill. The same people who told you that tasers are non-lethal are the same people telling you that the scanners at the airport won't give you cancer. And they are full of it, to put it delicately. The California Highway Patrol apparently used a taser on a guy who was throwing rocks at them. We don't know why, but he was. And as a result, he died after being shocked with the stun gun. The cops have been brainwashed into thinking these things are harmless, and they are not. They are killing people. And the police can no longer pretend they don't know that. Well, actually, they probably still will. There was this weird video about this police officer who was making overtly sexual threats towards somebody. I can't repeat it on the radio. I'll take away the license. All righty, let's see. Where are we right now? I'm trying to look on the story. Okay. Massive tsunami debris cleanup operation begins on Alaskan Island. It's a mess. It is really, really a mess. There's something like an estimated 1.5 million tons of debris still floating, aiming for North America's beaches. Now, one of the things I am going to be doing over this little vacation, it's amazing. I live on an island. I never go to the beach. That's like the weirdest thing. So my wife and I are going to spend a little time on the beach, beach combing, you know, doing that romantic hand-in-hand walk along this edge of the breakers kind of thing. But I am going to have a radiation meter with me, and we're just going to see, is anything starting to wash up here in Hawaii? We were told it was still a year away. Then we were told it's been found directly north of the main archipelago. So it's time to start looking and seeing what's going on. But that mess up in Alaska, it's just a huge amount of debris. And we do need to pay attention to it. We do need to know whether it's radioactive or not. The attitude of Japan and the United States government appears to continue to be, we can't do anything about it, so we're going to pretend it's not a problem here. This is a really weird story. Apparently, somebody has put together something that's being called a study. I can't imagine how they came up with this. But apparently, if you eat organic food, it makes you a... I didn't even realize that jerk was something that could be scientifically quantified. But this study supposedly comes out that the kind of people who eat organic and natural foods are stingy with their volunteer time, which is certainly not the case with my wife and I, who try and eat as organic and natural as we can, and we're out, you know, working with the homeless and all the rest of this other stuff. But it looks to me like it's just another desperate attempt by the commercial food corporations and the big supermarkets to get us to go on to eat this chemical goop they have been serving up as healthy eating for the last several years. And they understand more and more Americans, they want to turn to local small gardening, they want to grow their own, they want to get away from all this chemical paste that we're being fed, this Soylent Brown that is on the shelves of all of our stores. And now they're getting desperate. This is a real desperate piece of public relations. If you eat natural and organic, you're a jerk. I don't think so. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The stock market has closed. The computers have finally caught up with the last numbers. And yes, the plunge protection team did get the Standard & Poor's 500 just barely into the green. And didn't quite get there with the Dow as hard as they were trying. But I think anybody who knows anything about the market is going to look at that trading chart for the day and realize that somebody came in on a huge buying binge at the very end to try and drive it up. The official financial media is saying, oh, Procter & Gamble's had a really good day, and they led the way. Well, it means somebody printed up a bunch of money, came in and started buying Procter & Gamble stock in order to generate demand and raise its stock price. Now, for those of you who don't understand, these stock market indicators, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the Dow, are not measures of the health of the stock market as a whole. Let's use the Dow as an example. The Dow is calculated from a list of just 30 stocks out of the thousands and thousands of publicly traded companies out there, including Facebook. The Dow just picks 30 top performers, large, positive, growing companies. They're picking the best of the best, and that is what the Dow is calculated from. The same is true of S&P and NASDAQ. They have a small list of stocks that are good performers. That's what they use to calculate their indicators. Now, so if somebody wants to manipulate the stock market numbers for the consumption of all those 401k drones out there, they don't have to go out and influence the market as a whole. They just have to go out and start influencing the indicators, and even not all of those. And like the news is saying, Procter & Gamble had a really good day. People were buying their stocks in huge blocks, and it really went soaring up. Why would they do that? Procter & Gamble has not announced any new wonderful earnings or any new products that would justify a sudden surge of interest, other than that Procter & Gamble was the handle by which the market was dragged up again today. As we have just learned once again through this whole Facebook or Farcebook IPO, it's all fraud, it's all trickery, it's all deception. And the reality is the little investors have already long since fled Wall Street because they understand they're just fodder for the real sharks. It is not a level playing field, and as fast as the Securities and Exchange Commission has come down on the underwriters for Facebook and Facebook itself, the reality is the Securities and Exchange Commission turned a blind eye to some of the other crooks for Bernie Madoff 12 years. People like Harry Markopoulos were saying, this guy's a crook, you got to do something about it. And the SEC said, oh, well, we'll take a look, and then they'd go over and they'd hand Bernie Madoff their resumes. They wanted to leave the SEC and go work for Bernie because he had all the goodies. It's all crooked stuff here. Little interesting story just to show you how money junkies can think. A Silicon Valley tech executive, this is a guy making a huge amount of money, got busted because he made up fake barcodes and stuck them on Lego sets in the toy store so he could get them at a discounted price. Can you think of anything as petty as that? He was going into the Target stores with his own homemade barcodes and sticking them on the Lego sets and buying the Lego sets. Why would you do something like that? This guy's an executive. He's making tons of money. I understand somebody who goes into a store and steals a loaf of bread for their kids. I understand that. I think most people do. But a tech executive stealing Lego sets? That's pretty bad here. Pretty, pretty bad here. All righty, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Somebody over at my website put up a wonderful quote from the U.S. House of Representatives on banking back in 1911. Quote, the time of the voters is taken up during each campaign with furious debates about all kinds of issues except the most important one, a sound money system. In the meanwhile, presidential candidates are syndicated by the moneyed interests. This was just 2 years before the creation of the Federal Reserve. Even back then, they knew what was coming. And the people who did it to you, President Woodrow Wilson wrote in his own diary, I have unwittingly destroyed my own country. So, moving right along here, let's see. They're expecting a battle, literally, that's the word they're using, at the GOP convention in Tacoma from the Ron Paul backers showing up. And it's rather amazing that the corporate media continues to report on just how many Ron Paul backers are showing up at all these state conventions and not raising the question of why are there so many human bodies in these conventions for Ron Paul, but the electronic elections are still trying to throw it to Mitt Romney. To me, that is a very, very obvious question that ought to be asked by the media. And the corporate media is pretending like it's not an issue. In fact, remember, they came out with this lame excuse a couple of months back that, oh, yeah, people are showing up for Ron Paul's rallies, but, you know, they lose their enthusiasm when it's time to actually go vote. But Romney's supporters, they understand voting's important, and that's why they go to the polling places, but they don't bother showing up at his rallies. And if you believe that, when I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to be selling you. We have very, very crooked elections in this country, and we're never going to get our country back until we have honest elections here, which is why I keep saying, after the revolution, which appears to be inevitable at this point, and we start thinking about what we want to do for the next government. We need to come up with an election system that is absolutely 100% transparent, impossible to rig or fraud. It's got to be standardized all the way across the country, so it won't get into this kind of legal rigmarole like we saw down in Florida in 2000. We can't have room in there for lawyers to come in and make millions of dollars arguing back and forth what is intended. We need a national, universal voting standard. And it's got to be a system that is absolutely transparent and trackable all the way from one end of the country to the other. From ballot box to final result. And by the way, this voting privacy thing, I think that's part of the scam. I'm never ashamed for anybody I voted for. And so this idea of you shouldn't say who you're voting for is part of the hoax by which they steal elections. Oh, yes, there's a curtain, there's private. We're going to make sure that nobody knows who you voted for. I don't care. I want them to know who I voted for. I'm wearing the T-shirt for the guy. I got his sticker on my car. I'm not ashamed of who I voted for. I want witnesses seeing who I vote for in those polling places. And I want an absolute visible audit track all the way from ballot box to final result. I will not accept that the country that put men on the moon and that builds automated teller machines that do not lose a penny from one coast to the other cannot come up with an honest, accurate, unriggable election system. I don't buy that. I know it's out there. The True Vote system was looking pretty good. Hand counts with witnesses works pretty good. But when you start getting into electronic machines and secret counting locations, you know fraud is taking place on a massive, massive scale. So for our new country, absolute, unriggable, standardized national election standards and systems, and coupled with it to give it teeth, have a law right in the Constitution that any candidate caught engaging in vote fraud is immediately disqualified from the campaign. Because if they can't keep their own staffs in compliance with the law, then they're not qualified to run a city, a county, a state, a nation. I don't like the death penalty, by and large, because there's too many times where innocent people are thrown in jail. But I got to tell you, I would consider an exception for election fraud. Because when you have somebody committing election fraud, that is the most serious crime you can commit against the entire nation, 330, 400 million Americans. Because you're stealing their nation, their government, their money, and the lives of their children. The scale of the crime demands a punishment to fit the scale of the crime of election fraud. As long as we just so do a shrug like, the elections are rigged, we're always going to have crooked government. Because the government will feel they don't have to be responsive to the American people anymore. They don't have to be responsive to the voters. We don't care what the voters think. We'll just make up whatever numbers we want the next election. All we got to do is keep the vote counters happy, and we'll stay in power. So we definitely need to do that issue. I think the time to start planning for our next government is at hand. I don't think our current system is going to last the end of the year. I would be very surprised if the United States and the Federal Reserve are in existence as we know it today by the end of this year. I know that Obama and his friends are trying to sort of kite it along until November, but then that was George Bush Jr.'s mistake in 2008. He thought he was going to hold the economy together until November, and it imploded in late September, October. I don't think Obama can do it, no matter how much fresh, pretty printed pieces of paper come out of the Federal Reserve's printing presses. I don't think they can hold it together. Now, we're coming to the end of the segment here. Apparently, New Zealand has smashed a global child pornography ring. They've arrested 55 people in 20 countries. For some reason, they won't name any of them. We're not supposed to know the names of these child pornographers, many of whom apparently were actually abusing the children themselves. All right, we're going to be right back after these commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Call me U.S. Steel. 21st Century Fox soundbite. Gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
I'm getting to the rock beat here. I'm having a lot of fun. Can you tell I'm on the verge of a vacation? I got happy feet. I'm ready to go. All right, where are you going for vacation? You live in Hawaii. Where are you going for vacation? I'm going to Cincinnati. Actually, we're staying here in Hawaii. We're just moving to a slightly different location just so we can... Actually, I'll be very honest. I'm going to be spending most of this weekend fixing a friend's computer system. That's the deal. Dear old friend and... her machine doesn't love her. All right, listen, I just got an email from Great Britain, okay? McDonald's in the United Kingdom, in the Midlands, have started blocking what really happened on the free Wi-Fi they offer in their little burger places. Have you touched a few nerves? I hope so. I would be very disappointed after 18 years, but I didn't have the money junkies mad at me. So that's it. I am boycotting McDonald's. Not that I actually go there anymore, but it's the principle of the thing. So you should boycott McDonald's as well, because they are blocking whatreallyhappened.com in Great Britain. Callers on the line, we're going to go to Mark in Florida. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hello from sunny Crystal River on the beautiful nature coast of West Florida, and I just had to get my tourism plug in. Sorry.
That's okay.
consistent themes throughout your show, is people are really upset that they steal our money and use it in abusive ways that we don't approve of, and that we need a loud, screaming message that they can't ignore, and let's say puts the fear of the great whatever in them. I did like your idea of a 2x4 with a spike in it, because it kind of put a happy little picture in my head, but I have a plan B that kind of falls under peaceful civil disobedience. And the best part of this is the IRS supplies the form. What everybody should do tomorrow, and I did this in 77, you go down, when you get to work, you go to whoever signs your paycheck, you ask for the IRS tax-exempt form, you check the exempt box, you sign it, you hand it back, they immediately stop taking money out of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the effect that this will have within a few weeks if tens of millions of people do this. Now, they're not saying they're not going to pay their taxes. They're not resistors or anything. But that endless weekly flow of cash that they are so, these money junkies, as you so aptly put it, are used to having come in every week, within a matter of weeks goes from the mighty Mississippi of our money down to a little trickling creek in their backyard. I think they will notice that, and I think they'll go, oh, they figured it out.
You're right. It's a very powerful statement, but here's what's going on. I understand from a whistleblower inside the Internal Revenue Service itself that tax non-compliance in this country is already over 50%, and they're not going to admit it because they don't want the rest of the slaves to get uppity ideas here. And the reality is the government doesn't operate on that tax money flowing in there. They're just borrowing continuously from the Federal Reserve that's printing it up, and the Federal Reserve gets your tax checks. And when the Federal Reserve doesn't get your tax checks, they basically will send out, you know, the enforcers, the thugs, you know, to come and pound on people. But as you say, if you have 100 million people who are just not paying into the system anymore, all the thuggery in the world is not going to be able to fix that. And I know a lot of people are going to that zero withholding, and they're not filing, not because they're evil people or bad people or they're tax resistors or protesters. They just don't have it. They're literally having to make a decision. Hang on, let me finish this thought. I'm not going to throw you off the air. The people of America are literally having to make a decision about whether I should pay my taxes and make myself homeless in the process, or not pay the taxes and keep a roof over my head and keep working and hoping things will get better to the point where I can get caught up on the taxes. Of course, that happy time where we can get caught up on our taxes is now a myth. It's never going to happen. This government has borrowed itself too deep into a hole. It's trying to start a world war to get out of its economic problems, and sadly, it is going to lose this one.
Okay, you kind of went past a little bit what I said. I didn't say we're not going to pay our taxes. Actually, well, never mind. You stop the flow. You send a message. You have the right to either allow your employer to take it out every week, out of sight, out of mind. That was a brilliant scheme they came up with just for that reason. Or you can do it yourself. I did it in 77. My reason was I just didn't want to give the government a free loan. But there's a plan, part two to this plan. You take that money every week, do not spend it. You take it down to your local coin shop and you buy gold or silver. My personal preference is 365 dimes, quarters, and half dollars. And you put it in a safe and you sit there and you save it. And now if you still really feel that you don't have the guts to not pay them, and I understand that one completely, you take a portion of that money back, silver back, cash it in, and you pay your income tax like, you know, a good little person's supposed to. And what they'll find, given the way things are going, they will have made a nice tiny little profit. They will still have metal left over.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. I actually kind of like that. Yeah.
I mean, that scares them just to see that cash flow stop coming in.
I think they're scared already. That's why they're putting armed drones over our heads. Mark, thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go here. We got a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just had somebody send in some email about the bump music that we just recently added to the show, including that one that you just heard. And for those of you who are interested, it's all from an album called Homeless in America, 21 Songs of Social Conscience for the 21st Century. I know that's a very long name, but you can get it at Amazon, and the album's producers have graciously granted us permission to use their songs on our show for bump music. And it is a good album, and it's nice that parts of the music establishment are beginning to get back to that whole spirit of the 60s, where music became a force for social change. You wouldn't know it listening to much of the corporate media. Clear Channel still has their ban list. All of the anti-war songs in the 1960s, they're still banned. All you get in the big front stores and the corporate media is music that says, yes, we're great, or, you know, go out and commit crimes because we need more people for the prison industry. We're almost back in the days of pirate radio, which, by the way, interestingly enough, there was a movie made about the phenomenon, and I'm going to wander a little bit into history. When rock and roll was first starting to come on, and it was really taking on social issues, over in Great Britain, it was actually banned from the BBC. And they literally had ships out on the ocean in international waters running these giant AM transmitters that were beaming the rock and roll music into Great Britain, and they had like half the audience. And there was actually this very funny movie made about it, and they took a few liberties with the historical truth. But it would almost feel like that day of pirate radio, of the truth trying to get back out there against this corporate megalith here that I guess is desperate enough to block us at the Wi-Fi at McDonald's in the Midlands here. Oh, my goodness. I'm boycotting Top Gear because of that one. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Glenn in Delaware. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Listen, your comments earlier about 401s was interesting earlier, and your analogy with the going to the racetrack was amusing. I just wanted to let you know, earlier in the year, I decided to get back in the stock market for a little bit, and I put some money in. And after checking out all the financials and all the rest of it, I decided to put half the money in banks and half the money in renewable energy stocks. The bank stocks from January the 1st did great, and I was making lots of money. And Bank of America, Lloyd's, that type of thing. And all the renewable energy, they went down. So after I spent all this time checking out all these stocks, and I suddenly realized that this myth where this statement that you hear brokers say you've got to diversify, it doesn't work because, in my case, the money I made in the banks, I lost on the renewables. So I got it, when I got out the other week, I think I'd lost about $100. So going to the racetrack is not a bad idea. That's what I'm trying to say. I've got a second issue, but you want to talk about that first, or will I move straight on?
Well, no, before we move to your second issue, I mean, I have a response to that. Some comedian somewhere was basically saying, as back in 2008, if you had taken all the money that you put into your 401k plan and instead you had bought six packs of beer and then drunk the beer and then recycled the aluminum cans, you would have wound up with more money than, you know, he was calling it the 401 keg plan. Anyway, what was your next story?
Well, the other thing, Mark, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, because I love you like a brother. I listen to you all the time. But, you know, a year or two ago, I Googled you because I was fascinated by your personality, right? And when you Google Mike Rivero, you get a couple of hits that make reference to this character, this fake 9/11 victim, so they say, called John Wenkus. And they keep talking about that your image is similar to his image. And I was wondering, was you aware of these hits on the web? Were you aware of these websites that were saying that? And if so, what's your position?
Oh, you got me. You got the tater.
I mean, I know you wasn't. I know you were in Hawaii on 9/11, so it can't be you, right? So, but no, I mean, if you Google John Wenkus, Mike Rivero, can't help but notice, and I thought, you know what, I've got to talk to Mike about this.
I'll take a look at it, but, you know, all kinds of silly things are being said about me on out on the internet, and yeah, it's kind of weird. There's a very interesting confusion. Apparently there's a big movie star down in the Philippines who's named Michael Rivero, and people keep sending me these movie posters, Michael Rivero standing and starring and whatever, and it's kind of amusing. It's not that unique a name, you know, you know, there's a lot of Riveros and everything. I'll take a look at it, but it sounds like funny stuff to do, but thanks an awful lot for, and is there anything else that you need?
Well, no, there's just one thing that I find kind of bogus is the surname, this John Wenkus. You know, I'm from the Midlands myself, where that McDonald's, you were talking about McDonald's earlier. I'm from the Midlands of England originally. And mm-hmm. Wenkus is very similar to another British word that I'm not allowed to say on air. So that makes me think it's just...
Gotcha. I understand what you're saying here. Yeah, I'm looking at this thing about Mike Rivero is John Wenkus, and immediately below it is Mike Rivero is a Nazi. Oh, sorry, NASA.
NASA.
That's right. NASA, yes. Nazi, no. I got to get
these
new glasses.
Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Glenn. We're going to switch over to Vince in Indiana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, how you doing today? Hey, I got a couple questions. I would really love to hear your opinion on them. One is... They're both in regards to reinvesting, where the cash flow, where it should go. One is, because you mentioned the other day, pull your money out of the banks, and I agree with you, but is it better to keep your money in a credit union? Is that safer than a bank or what?
You know, I don't want to pass myself off as a huge financial expert here. I'm just trying to approach the problem for some common sense. my advice to everybody basically has been that you need to avoid these big money center banks, because when they start going, they start grabbing the cash from everybody, which is what happened with MF Global. I think you need to stay with your own small local community bank, because at least there the money is put to work in your local community. It's not siphoned off for some, you know, South African zinc mine or something like that. But you shouldn't right now in this economic difficulty, you shouldn't be keeping any more money in the bank than you need to cover your bills, and you need to keep the rest under your own control, because we already know that the United States government, as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency executive orders, has the authority to basically shut off the ATMs across the United States with a single command in order to prevent a run on the bank. In other words, the official U.S. government policy is we will starve the people of the United States of America by saying they're not allowed to get their own money out of the banks, you know, in order to protect the banks. And that,
right,
that to me right there is a flashing neon sign saying fascism, fascism, fascism. So that's the only financial advice I have as far as, you know, the banks versus credit unions. Credit unions, by and large, tend to be more community-oriented, but you're going to have to evaluate them on a case-by-case study. I'll tell you one thing that you need to do, because we saw this here locally. You got to take a look at what's going on behind the counter at the bank. One of the banks that we had to go into recently, it's like all the little office equipment is broken, and that's a red warning sign, I think. So you just got to look at the place and see, does it look like they're doing okay, or are they cutting so many corners that you ought to be maybe thinking about a new bank?
Yeah, I should have clarified that as far as the credit union, because the one that I was referring to is just a small, you know, a small local, privately owned in a small town. So I guess you kind of answered my question that one. And one other question, Michael, I don't know if you've done any research on this, but have you ever, what's your opinion on investing? And I know that I do believe in the metals, gold and silver. What about investing in colored diamonds? I've been collaborating with this company out of Canada. They're very reputable, and they say that they're getting, what, I don't know if it's a sales pitch or not. And again, I don't know if you've done your own research, but they say the colored diamonds, which are more rarer than the white diamond, they're becoming more extinct, that they're starting to run out of them. So what's your input on that as far as investment? Any input?
Okay, well, the issue I have with investing in metals or gemstones or anything like that is the money functionally dead ends, and it's not being put to work creating jobs and industries, which is where I think it really ought to go. But I understand the attraction for metals and gemstones as a holder of wealth in an age where runaway inflation is just around the corner. Now, that being said, you need to be very careful about diamonds, because a lot of diamonds' value is based on the illusion of scarcity. And obviously, diamonds are not all that rare, because every shopping mall has two or three stores full of them. And there are enough diamonds coming out of those diamond mines for every woman on planet Earth to have at least one or more than one. That doesn't sound like something that's all that rare and scarce to me. It is simply something that we're constantly told on TV. They're rare and they're scarce. Now they're trying to say that certain colored diamonds are even rarer and therefore worth more money. I think a lot of that comes out of the Hope Diamond, which is, you know, all that blue boron that's in there. Sure. I know that... you know, when I was a little kid, diamonds that had any color were considered inferior. Now they're being hyped as the new fashion trend. I think diamonds are a good store of value, but I wouldn't get caught up in really exotic colored ones with an expectation of a significant increase in price.
Okay. Okay. The reason why, Michael, is because we all know that, you know, you can keep all your cash, but what happens when the dollar goes down the crapper? Well, what good is that? You know what I mean? You got to invest.
Yeah, well, that's where the silver and the gold and would be a really good thing, or something that can be tangibly traded, like non-GMO seeds, or even ammunition. You know, I mean, you know, stockpiles of ammunition that can be bartered with as well.
Okay, so you, as far as your quick opinion over the diamonds, you prefer the metals, correct? Right.
I would go with coins of metal over the diamonds.
Okay.
Diamonds are good. They're very small and compact. I would be leery of claims of expectations of high profits from the colored diamonds, because that's going to come and go as a matter of fashion. Okay. And again, I'm not an expert, but that's what my gut is telling me, okay?
Okay, Michael, thanks for your opinion, brother. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later, man.
You got it. Thanks an awful lot there. And let's see, moving right along here. Let me flip through the little talking points here. Believe it or not, Oklahoma State University is trying to patent a steak. And what they mean by that is they're not actually taking the chunk of meat and saying, we're going to patent this. It's basically how the cow is being cut up. As you know, there's all these different kinds of steaks, and all it really represents is the way the cow is being disassembled. And Oklahoma State University has come up with a new cut that they're calling the Las Vegas Strip Steak, and they want to have a patent on it so that anybody who makes and serves a Las Vegas Strip Steak has to pay them a royalty. I think that's taking intellectual property to a rather absurd level. Okay, and speaking of taking things apart for a profit here, apparently yet another Israeli-run organ trafficking network has been busted, uncovered in Israel. Yes, it's the Kidney Channel. I don't think they mean cable TV, but apparently it's another one of these organ trafficking networks where they go out to really poor countries and they offer these people, we'll give you, you know, $25 and a six-pack of beer for one of your kidneys, and then they remarket them back in Israel for however much they're charging. But it's this huge, huge, should we say, cannibalistic or vampiric kind of a situation going on, where they're basically going outside the established organ donor transplant infrastructure in order to expedite the transfer of these harvested organs. And it's kind of a little bit sick. Now, interesting little story coming out of Washington, D.C. Apparently, linguists have been analyzing the speech skills of members of Congress and have discovered that apparently the intellectual level of Congress is in decline, which is not a surprise. They don't have to actually know how to do anything. They just have to know how to bow to Israel. But apparently, most members of the United States Congress, with Dr. Ron Paul as an obvious exception, are showing intelligence and education and sophistication levels basically on the level of a 10th grader. They're sophomores. No wonder they act like it's a high school clique over there. But Congress does not represent the American people. They're just a bunch of rich people, lawyers, and apparently not particularly smart, that game their way to the top of the system. And they're not particularly impressive. And I think part of that, the reason I'm inclined to believe this story that Congress is operating on such a low intellectual level, is that they don't seem really able to see in the long term the consequences of the decisions they're taking on a day-by-day basis. It almost seems like their entire consciousness and awareness is, how is this going to help my donor? Okay, and they don't think beyond that. Yes, we're going to take lots of tax money and give it to my donor here who's building an ethanol plant, and it will be wonderful. And they're not thinking, is this really going to work? And it didn't. Is it really carbon neutral? And it wasn't. Is it going to trigger food shortages when we divert farmland to ethanol production? And it did. Might ethanol actually be bad for the car's fuel systems? And yes, it was. So now we have an explanation for a lot of what's been going on over there in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, an Air Mauritius airliner made an emergency landing in Melbourne. Apparently somebody found a tin can, aluminum can actually, with the word bomb written on it. And that was sufficient to trigger a panic and an emergency landing. And, you know, I think if you see a tin can with the word bomb written on it, and it's just an empty tin can, that you might say, somebody's playing a dirty trick. But everybody has just been so conditioned and hyped to go, with terrorism. People aren't even thinking anymore. It's become the new magic button. You know, if you shout terrorism at somebody, their brains stop working and they go into automaton mode and say, I must do what Department of Homeland Security says I must do. It's just completely nonsensical here. Let's see, we already talked to Vince there. Now, during this economic downturn, everybody's business is slowing down to a crawl, and we've seen among the various computer makers like Hewlett-Packard a tendency to point fingers in other directions for why their business is in decline. Oh, everybody's using smartphones and tablets. The day of the personal laptop computer is gone. Yada, 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 yada. Now we have this story where Dell is struggling as a corporation in the post-PC era looms. They're saying, oh, people are going to go away from all this stuff, which I don't agree, because if you do a lot of typing like I do, tablets and smartphones don't make it. I need a full-blown computer. Tablets are nice. Tablets are convenient. Okay, I still need a full-blown computer to do what I'm doing. So they're going on out there. Is Windows 8 the savior? And no, it is not. And I think Dell and Hewlett-Packard and all of these companies that bet their companies on Microsoft are looking at a real problem that kills their long-term survivability, because Microsoft is still into this whole planned obsolescence issue, new operating system and new versions of your apps every 5 years to get more money from you, and people are starting to go over to Linux and Macintoshes as a result. That's why Dell's in trouble. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I was taking a look at the webpage that says that I am this John Wankus. I don't think we look all that much alike. Actually, he's rather good looking. But the jawlines are obviously different. I think it's funny. People say all kinds of strange and silly things. If you can't win the debate on logic and law and science and rationality, you make fun of the other guy. And that's what this is definitely in there. I'm looking at this story from Press TV about this latest organ trafficking network in Israel. This is a little bit darker than what we've heard in the past. As I was saying before we went to commercial break, you know, they go out to poor countries and they basically buy organs from people who are so desperate for the money, they'll sell a kidney, you know, for a few pennies, and then they bring them back to Israel, and there's a huge markup and all the rest of it. This apparently is a little bit darker. Apparently, they're finding mass graves down by the Sinai containing corpses that are missing their organs. So they're apparently killing people for their organs now. That's just over the top there. All righty, well, listen, this is the last segment of our show today, and we're all keen to kind of get out of here. We're getting into the Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully it'll be quiet and peaceful in terms of nothing going bang to kick off this war. We do know that Israel is just desperate to get this war going. We have too many governments around this planet that see war as their best chance to preserve their power, to keep authority over their people, to keep their people scared about the enemy that's out there. But the enemy that we face, the worst enemy that we face, is our own leadership, who wants the world to go back to the way it was at the height of the Cold War, half a century ago, because they can't deal with the new world of informed, aware, communicating people who understand that private central banks are a fraud, that Wall Street is in fact crooked to the core, that politicians would sell their own mother for a dollar. We all have come to understand that. We have come to understand that all governments lie to their people. They always have, and until we can put in some checks and balances that work, they always will. If there isn't somebody from the people standing there with a baseball bat behind the politicians saying, you go ahead and lie and see what happens to you, they're going to go and lie. Freedom for the United States of America, for ourselves, for our children, is going to begin when we have the courage to make the cost of a lie outweigh its benefit. That's really where we fell short. We inherited a wonderful governmental system from the founding fathers of this country. And where we lost it was forgetting that our highest duty as citizens is to hold that government in check and remind them that the authority of the United States of America rests with the people, not with those politicians that we hire as caretakers of our national sovereignty. We need to remind all of these people in Washington, D.C., even of our state houses and our county seats, they're employees. They are not masters in our homes. So, all right, we're just about here for the magic music to stop here, or rather to start here and bring the show to an end. A reminder that Ryan Dawson will be taking the microphone for the next 3 days of this show. I'll be back next Tuesday, tanned, rested, and ready to go. And we will not be doing Justin TV. But I will be updating the website during my time away from the microphone. So until Tuesday, stay safe, stay well, have a good holiday weekend, hug your loved ones, support Republic Broadcasting, support Occupy, support Ron Paul, and Aloha America.